And joining us now, we have Ruben Cabezon from Boss Game. Boss Game is the largest board game event in Northwest Switzerland, and the first one took place in 2014. Welcome, Ruben.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Ruben, you have an event coming up very, very soon. Why don't we jump right in and talk about that, and then we'll talk more about Boss Game and the background.
Sure. The event will take place this Saturday from 11 until 9, so 10 hours of joy and playing.
Wow. Okay, that is a long day of gaming. What kind of games are played at Boss Game?
So the question will be, which games are not there? We have a lot. We have a very large collection. We have about more than 500 games there to play. So I basically dare anyone to not find a game that they don't like.
And how does an event like that work? If you have all of these games and you have a large number of attendees, how do people get organized and decide what game they will be playing next and the groups that they form? Are there moderators? What's this event like?
Yes, so we have basically recommendations that we make depending on the mood of the people, mm-hmm. what they want to play or the type of game. And also we have a lot of volunteers there, which are very fluent in English. So the expat community is super welcoming there, by the way.
Excellent. Okay, and I imagine beyond English, everyone speaks German.
Of course.
Probably French. Based on your name, I would guess some Spanish.
Yeah, some. There are some around.
Any other important languages?
I think last time I checked, there were about 12 languages around. So I don't have all of them in mind. But we have Ukrainian too.
Oh, wow.
And a little bit of Catalan. Some more exotic ones, yes.
Excellent. Okay, so really, you will not feel lost. You'll find someone else there to play board games who probably speaks your language. All right, what are the popular games this post, let's call it the post-COVID era? I imagine people played a lot of board games during COVID, and now they have formed their favorites. What are you expecting on the 23rd of September?
So my expectation is that the board game interest has increased during this time of Corona. We were like staying at home and, okay, you have the choice to watch TV or maybe do something social with your own family, which is playing board games. And I think people has rediscovered all this again. And Boss Game is a great opportunity to keep forward this interest now.
So my favorite board game is Life. Do you know the game of Life?
Yes, with
the little spinner and the little car that goes around and you put the pegs in there as you form your family. And then the only thing missing from that one is the little dirt at the end where they bury you. But what's your favorite board game? What will you be playing at Boss Game?
It's difficult to select one, but I would say the one that will always... I would never say no to a game. It's one game called Terraforming Mars, which is a little bit deep game, quite strategic, and about, you guess it, terraforming Mars.
Okay. And a game like that, how long does it take to play?
Through? About two hours.
And are most games that time-consuming?
No. There is a wide range between 10 minutes to 3, 4, 6 hours.
And at a 10-hour event... On average, I don't think people are playing 10 games. They come and play some games. They do other things. What's going on at Boss Game beside board game playing?
We have different activities. I would say the most interesting ones are the tournaments that we have.
Uh-huh.
We have a Play and Win, which this is a nice selection of board games that will be raffled among the people who play them. We have exhibitors, people which are related to the board game industry, publishers, designers from Switzerland. We have also a flea market, about 400 new games or 400 games that are looking for new homes. So there are quite a lot of activities around happening.
Cool. Okay. Merch. I imagine there's going to be food vendors, refreshments.
Unfortunately not.
No.
We cannot do that because the place that we are hosting the event is Volkshaus.
Ah, I meant to ask you.
Yes. It's a Volkshaus in the Festsaal. So it's a very big place. And food, unfortunately, has to be taken now from outside.
Volkshaus will not be catering or?
No, not this time.
Ah, okay. So if you're there for the duration, you will go out to eat and come back.
Yeah, no problem at all. Everybody will have a wristband and then they can go on in and out.
Got it. Okay, so it's at Volkshaus on the 23rd of September. Is there admission? How does this work? Where do people find tickets?
So tickets can be found in our website, bossgame.ch. And I recommend you to buy them beforehand because they are cheaper, 30% cheaper than if you buy them on the place on the date.
Wow. And how's the attendance been the last few years since you've been able to have the event post-COVID?
So this is the first time that we have it post-COVID. Ah. So it's the seventh, but this is the seventh event. And we have been seeing, at least before COVID, we see an constant rise of people coming. We have quite a nice fan base of people, which is very following the event. And we hope that this year we will increase quite a lot.
I see. Okay. If people want to find out more, you have a website. And are there any other activities that people can look forward to beside board games? You said there will be tournaments of board games and there will, of course, be merchandise that they can peruse.
We have role-playing session and we have guided board games sessions, which are very interesting because it will make people interact socially with maybe people that they don't know. Maybe they make new friends.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. That's a nice feature that if you've never played a game before, there will be instructors there or experts there who can help you.
There is quite a lot of amount of volunteers that will be eager to help you or explain games to you. No problem at all.
What kinds of things can you win in the tournament?
Oh, quite a lot. Uh-huh. But mostly bundles of board games, which are obtained from our sponsors, like publishers of board games. So it's mostly board games because it's a board game event, of course.
Excellent. Ruben, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We wish you a lot of success this Saturday, the 23rd of September at Volkshaus right here in Basel, Boss Game with its post-COVID re-debut, its seventh event. Looking forward to a great evening. Thank you, Ruben.
Awesome. Thank you very much.